our children's books. They help adults.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, I understand you have a great testimony to share with us concerning one of our children's books. So tell us about it.
I found that evolution is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, stumbling block to people today listening to the good news of the gospel. One of the reasons we produce books and conduct major conferences is to remove this stumbling block so people will listen to the message of the cross. A man told me that his wife attended one of our seminars and came home very excited. He wasn't a Christian at the time, so he reacted negatively. But his wife had purchased one of our children's books on dinosaurs. He just saw this book lying around, so he read it. After completing the book, he said he felt sick at being lied to, and he committed his life to the Lord. He then took the same children's book to work and used it to lead one of his colleagues to the Lord. You see, the arguments against evolution are really quite simple. Even children have absolutely no trouble understanding them. These simple arguments are so profound that once adults see them, many of them recognize that they've been brainwashed and lied to. Then they're more likely to look at Genesis for answers.
Evolutionists often use dinosaurs to attempt to brainwash young people into the evolution belief system. But find out what the Bible says about these magnificent creatures when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, AnswersRadio.com. The next time you're in front of your computer, remember to log on to AnswersRadio.com.